start recording even, right? His first tshuva says, oh, you know, the kiddushin was a good kiddushin. You did the ma'aseh kiddushin properly. You're trying to obfuscate. You're like, you know, trying to imply like, oh, kiddushin isn't so nice. And like, we'll try to like make it nicer, which, right, as we mentioned, is not the appropriate approach. But at the end of the day, he thinks it works. And then what happens, right, the later tshuvos, is that he's not so sure that, you know, that it should always work, right, depending on what you did and how you did it. So why? So actually, the question of the Lashonos Kiddushin just really flows very nicely from that. Amar Shmuel, b'kiddushin, nasan la kesef, v'shava kesef, v'amar la harea mikudashas, harea mu'rasas, harea lui le'intu, harezu mikudashas, harini isheich, harini ba'aleich, harini aruseich, right? Behold, I am your husband, in kan beis michosh, right? Not married, okay? Right, because kiyikach, right? He has to marry her. He has to be machniso toch beso, right? He has to make her his wife, and not the opposite, and say, oh, you know, behold, I am your husband. V'chein begirushin, okay, I'll skip that line. Amar le Rav Papa l'Abaya, l'mimra disavar Shmuel yadayim shein mochichos havyan yadayim. What Shmuel holds, that yadayim shein mochichos are not yadayim, what's the problem there? He said, "Harei at mikudeshet." Okay, you are married. He didn't say to who, right? He said you are married. He could be a shliach, but he, you know, he's the only guy there. Right? Who else is he marrying her off to? So it's always possible that he's a shliach for somebody else. Okay. Now, what are yadayim shein mochichos? Yadayim shein mochichos are when you say something, it's pretty clear what you mean, but at the end of the day, right, it could theoretically be understood differently, right? It's relatively clear, but it's not objectively, you know, pinned down about saying, oh, it clearly definitely meant X, right? But wait a second, Shmuel, right? Shmuel doesn't hold that. Shmuel holds that in order for a dibur to count as being, you know, binding, by, let's say, something like Nidarim, Ha'omer Ehe, Hareze Nazir, V'havina Ba'adoma Ehe B'tainis Kamar, V'amar Shmuel, V'hu Shehaya Nazir Over Lefanav, right? It's when there's a Nazir and you say, I want to be that, right? So then, okay, right? Then we know what you meant. Tama did Nazir Over Lefanav, Halav Hachila, okay? So Shmuel clearly thinks that it's not good enough to say, you know, Hareat Mikudeshas, you have to say Hareat Mikudeshas Li, because otherwise we're extrapolating that you want it to be to yourself, but we don't know that. Now, also, what's interesting is that in the case of Nidarim, it's not like there's some sort of outside force that needs to be able to testify about what you said, right? By Nidarim, the point is that Piv V'libo need to be Shavin. There's a rule that when you make a Neder, it's only binding if you thought it and said it. So Shmuel says, if you said, you said it, you didn't add in the li, right? Neder-wise, that you never actually said it. You said something which we could extrapolate, implied that that's what you meant, right? But you never actually said it, okay? Which actually, you know, in American politics is like a very, it's very hot button issue. You know, how much are yadayim shein mochichos yadayim, right? I think it's having just like a very interesting, you know, in law, it's always a big conundrum, which is, you know, how explicit does someone need to be in order for us to be able to say, oh, you said X, or you told people to do this, right? Without them actually, you know, writing out a legal contract, which, you know, which says Rachel Bitzka Ktana exactly what they wanted to happen or what they're encouraging people to do, right? You know, what sort of things, you know, let's say in social media, what sort of things, you know, can you say, oh, well, it could be construed as, or the default construal would be, right? When is that like, oh, well, you know, you said X, right? Or you, if it's yadayim, but they're not mochichos, right? They could theoretically be understood differently, right? You could construe it differently, right? Is that, did you say it or did you not, right? How do we define, oh, you said it? So Shmuel says that unless, you know, it's absolutely, it cannot be construed differently, even if it's not a convincing construal, but it couldn't be construed otherwise, right? then it doesn't work. So Hacha Mayaskinan de Amar Li. Okay, so he said, no, sorry, yeah. You know, we just we dropped that from the Lashon because we were going through a list and we don't want to write in li in every single one. But really he said, Hare'at Mikudeshet Li. Okay? And then it's clear that he is trying to be Mekadesh her to himself. And he's not someone else's shliach. Okay? My kamash milan. And so it's hani lishni basari kamash milan. Hacha ksiv ki yikach velo shi yikach es atmo. Vahacha ksiv vishilcha velo shi yishalach es atmo. Okay? It says ki yikach, right? He can't be lokeach es atmo to be married to her. Right? He can't say, oh, you know, I am your husband. He has to say, you know, I'm hariyat mikudash asleep. Now, here's the question, right? How problematic? So one thing, the whole Yadayim Yisugya is very interesting, right? Because how much is, that could be understood in two different ways. It could be understood as a Biur problem, right? The Edim couldn't testify, right? You know, or she doesn't even know, right? Maybe it's a real problem. It's not only like a legal, like, he never really, really said it. Maybe it's like, well, actually, I mean, I think that's what he meant, but I don't know, right? It could be done just construed otherwise, and there's no, you know, defining proof one way or the other. Or, right, maybe it's not a Biur problem, right? Maybe, because here's the thing. By a neder, it's not a Biur problem, because who's the only person who, you know, who's involved? He is, right? It's all an internal question of, did I make a neder, did I not? Right? In order for me to make a neder, even if I meant it, if I didn't say it, then it's not a neder. So it's not like a Biur problem, right? That would be an Amira problem, right? You thought it, you know what you were thinking, you know what you meant, but did you actually say it, right? Amira is very critical in Nedarim. So maybe the question here is a Amira problem, right? Maybe a Daim Shena Mochichos just don't count as an Amira, even though we know what you meant. Right? And maybe even the Edim, right, could testify that's what you meant. Right? And, you know, and we could hold you legally liable for whatever it is. Right? But nonetheless, right, you still never actually said it. So if the rule is about, you know, did you do it, right? Did you, I don't know, let's say we're talking about, you know, incitement or something like that, then, you know, you might have incited, right? But if we're talking about Amira, you never Amira'd it, right? You never did the hafla, you never did the neder, right? Even though you thought it and you meant it and you might have expressed it, but you never actually said it. Okay? So those are, I think, the two ways to understand the question of Yadayim. Yeah, Rachel.
Just, I guess, going back a bit, Rav Papa's understanding Shmuel, I don't understand how Rav Papa came to like his question from what Shmuel said
that a guy looks, sees a Nazir, a guy's thinking, I want to be a Nazir, right? And he's like, okay, I want to be one, right? So he said, you know, I don't know, the context of like a hey, like that's so pasha that a hey implies probably Nazir, but maybe Betainis, is a little bit like weird. You want a Nazir kind of assumes that, and let's take that for granted, right? That's sort of like the standard ned there, right? You know, like, I'm going to be what? A Nazir, okay? But it could be he meant, oh, I'm going to be betainus. I'm going to accept a fast on me.
Right.
Right?
I think my question was more on not the Nazir case, but even before that with the, he says, like, I am your husband. I am your...
Okay, no, so that's the other part. That's, we're going to get to that in a second. That's like the very beginning and the very end. In the middle is this whole Yadayim thing.
Right. Yeah, right. So how did you get Yadayim from what Shmuel was saying?
Because he never said Li.
He said Ram Mikudeshet.
So Amar Le Rav Papa Labaya, wait a second. Shmuel's fine with the fact that he never said Li?
But he says, I am your husband.
Yeah. Well, those ones don't work. Well, those ones wouldn't work, though. Right.
Those ones wouldn't work.
Yeah. No, those ones would be clear, but they wouldn't work because of Kiika.
Okay. Sorry.
The other ones, he never said Li, right? So they're Yadayim Shena Mochichos. Right, so, and Rav Papa says, wait a second, but Shmuel says that it needs to be Yadayim Mochichos, right? Yeah, right. So the Dayim Shein Mochichos, again, we're talking about Amir. Oh, you know, did he say it? But it could be either because we need him to actually say it, right, or because we need it to be, you know, enforceable, you know, in a court of law, let's say, right, or for the Edim to be able to testify to it. So it could be a Bira problem, or it could be an Amira problem. Okay, when it comes to Kiyikach, right, I think Rachel's point actually helps us a lot here. Right, it's very clear when he says Ani Hareini Ba'aleich. It's very clear what he means, right? There's no suffix about what he means, right? The only question is, you know, whether or not it should work, right? So why shouldn't it work? Either, again, is it Hareini Ba'aleich is not Amira, right? Or it's a Ki Yikach problem. V'lo Sheyikach Esatzma, okay? And there is an nafkamina between those two. Right? If it's Ki Yikach V'lo Sheyikach Esatzmo, right? So what's the problem? The problem is that mechanically he's doing it wrong, right? He's not doing what we would call Kiddushin, right? He wants to be married, right? I don't know. Maybe it's like he's, you know, contracting a civil marriage, but he's not performing the halachic, you know, chalos of Kiddushin.
Right. I felt like it was similar to Matan Huvam Rahi.
Right. Just like that other last sugya. Okay. Well, you know, if some are he, so maybe it's a Kikach problem, or maybe it's an Amira problem. In a Hanami, you know, why, what's the difference there? If it's a Kikach problem, right, V'lo Sheyikach Esatzmo, then even if he did a separate Amira, it still shouldn't work, right? If he's doing the mechanics wrong, right? So then when he actually gives her the tabat and he says, you know, Hare Ani Ba'aleich, right? He's doing the Maisa Kiddushin wrong. If it's an Amira problem, right? And that's not the Amira of Kiddushin, right? It's Hare At Mikudeshet Li. Right, not I am your husband. No, Luke, I am your, you know, which would be like very awkward. Be like, what? You know? So it's just not the right Amira. But let's say there are a Sukim Boso Inyan, right? And that's exactly what the Rishonim argue about. So the Ria Zakin was really Rav Ram Minahar in this case, because they just misprinted him. Ikaman da Amar, Dav Kasheinu Medaber Imal Iske Kidusheha. Aval Medaber Al Iske Kidusheha. Kiddush of Kiddushin, de lo gara mishasa. Right? It's not any worse than if he was quiet. Umistabra de migra gara, she ilu shasa kaya muvan, she nasan katsava kiddushin leknosa. Vaakshav beer, she nasan katsava kiddushin lehaknos atsmola. The in kiddushin, kiddushin klau. Right? So the Ravan Manhar says there's a shita who says, right? And that's, Taman Rajba actually says it, imidabri maaski kiddushin migara mishtika. Right? Because at the end of the day, what? You know, we know what he wants to do, and the Amira is fine. The Ria Zakin says, no, right? The problem isn't an Amira problem, because if it was an Amira problem, fine, right? He already had a good Amira. So again, you could always say, well, your second Amira can cancel out your first Amira, right? But as we saw in the last Sugya, Moshito Sank, once you deal with proper Amira, right, you're pretty safe, Amira-wise, usually, right? But what, says the Ria Zakin, says Rav Ram Minahar, right? Here, it's not an Amira problem. It's a mechanics of Kiyikach, of Kiddushin. And if you say that you're doing, right, Kiddushin wrong, meaning you say you're not doing Kiddushin, you're doing something else, right? You're doing, being Maknes Atzmola in HaKiddushin, Kiddushin Klau. So even though you're Asukim Boso Indian and you did it perfectly, maybe even if you said, Hare At Mikudesh At Li, Vanimi, you know, Vani Ba'alech, right? Or v'harei ani v'kodosh lach, according to Rav Ram Minahar, right? And most Rishonim, the Rosh Hashanah says, ha'meri afilu medaber ima aliske gita v'kidusheha, d'hani lishni grei minasun l'bishtika. They're worse, right? Because they say that you're doing something else. You're not doing the mechanics of kiddushin, right? I don't know if he says, like, let's say it was like toch mamish, like in one sentence, right? Harei at m'kodesh asli v'ani m'kodesh lach. And he gives her the ring. It sounds like, at the very least, right, that it would only, it might be that we'd consider that Safi Kiddushin. Not sure, right? But the Gemara says, if he says, you know, Hare ani ba'aleich, Hare ani mekodesh lach, right? Even if there are sukkim both to Indian, it says Ram and Har and the Rush. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. I bring the Shulchan Aruch here. Amar Harini Yishech, Harini Baalech, Harini Arusech, Aino Klum, Afilu Hayu Medari Matchila, Leske Kidushin. It's mashman that they're not married at all. Right? It's not even Safek. Okay? Now the Pisrei Tshuva brings down the Sefer Amakne, who says, the Afal Gav de Bahani Lishna, de Misapkala Shas, Afilu im Amar Bez Lishonos Biyachad Lo Mahani. Right? Even if he says, Hare Ak Mekudash at Li, Va'ani Mekudash Lach, it wouldn't work. Mikomakum Hacha, Bidin Ze im Amar Hare At Ishti, Va'ani Yisheich, Afal Gav de Safaleva Rash de Lo Mahani, Bimidaber Tchila Leski Kidushin, Aval im Amar Bishas Kidushin, Hare At Ishti, Va'ani Yisheich, Yesh Lomar de Mahani, Mikomakum Nira de Heavy Rock Safi Kidushin. Right? Even if you do them together, right? Bo Bizman, right? Because if you just, if it was a sukumboso Indian, so the Rush says, well, yeah, but you're not doing the, so when you give the tabas, b'shem hare ani ba'alech, you're trying to be makna yourself to her, right? Which is not how kiddushin works. It's not the mechanics of it, right? You're supposed to be machnisa l'toch beisa, not machnis atzma l'toch beisa. It just doesn't work that way, right? So you're not actually doing kiddushin. But let's say if you say both at the same time, so maybe, right, like the Rav Moshe Feinstein's tshuva about, you know, if you do regular kiddushin, just you do it twice, you know, one regular and one backwards, so the first one works. So maybe you'd say, oh, well, you're saying both lashono, so he's trying to be, right, mekadesher, and B, right, makdesh atzmola. So the makdesh atzmola doesn't work, but maybe the kiddushin works. He says, still only, he says, you know, current to the Rosh Pashas doesn't work, but, you know, it's safi kiddushin. Right, the ikal meimar time of the rush, the cost of the lomahani b'medaber, lami shum the heavy chazara kisha omer ani yishich, ella the Torah hikpida shetiyaki knuya lo velohu la. Now that actually it sounds even more that there's like a the kiyikach, you know, is like I'm not sure how much like that, like hikpida meaning like it's like a separate din or no, it just you haven't done the mechanics of kiddushin. I'm more inclined to read it as. Not that there's like a separate din of like hekpida al kiikach, but as like you just haven't done the mechanics of kiddushin, right? Velo hula mashe inkein kishemashve osam biyachad inzel lashon kiddushin vimkein huadim bishas kiddushin nami, right? It's not just that because you're chozer from lashon kiddushin and now you're just saying whatever and therefore you're not being mekadesh, right? Even if you do them at the same time, at the end of the day, the mechanics that you're invoking are not the mechanics of kiddushin. Right, umitam zen nire, mashakaza ba gab besamach ba reat chami eno kiddushin. Right, go to your future father-in-law, right, and he say, oh, you know, you are now my father-in-law. Right, it's very bizarre. Vatam hevi chalkas mechokik isha amar Torah. Well, through mashakaza yesh lomar oh de bahare at chami, right, eno nikar shebito knuyelo yoser mimashehu kanoi lebito. Vatorah amar ki yikach she nikar shehi knuyelo. Vitzachin ad kan dvar. Right, so the Sefer HaMakne says, even if you do both Lashonos, right, you're in trouble. Right, it's only Safek Kiddushin. He's Rechoshesh, Lechumra, right? So they might be married, but they might not be. Right, so if it's just an Amira problem, so it's, right, the Patash, the Sefer HaMakne seems to say, oh, if it was an Amira problem, right, so then... You know, then I think saying both at the same time should probably be okay. Because you want to say them both, right? But it's not just an Amira problem, it's a mechanics problem, right? You're not doing the process of Kiddushin. Okay? Now that's what the Lashonos of, you know, Hareini Yisheich, Hareini Ba'alech. Okay? So, right, Talmud Rashba said, if you are L'sukim Boso Indian, then it's fine. It's only a problem if they're alone. Right? But the Rush, Rav Menahar, and Sefer HaMakne said, no, even if you're a Sukkim Boso Indian, right, using these Lashonos, right, which reverse the mechanics, are posel, even if you're a Sukkim Boso Indian, right? So Amira Dida, we said, according to almost all the Shitos, except the Shita brought down to the Miri, thought, if she does the Amira and he does the Amira, right, that's fine, right? Because since he did the Amira, so he did his Amira, and it's not posel. Amir wise, right? Here we're saying if he uses one of the Lashonos psulos, right? He's makna atmo. So even if you do them both together, the Sefer Makna says it will be posa, right? Which is way worse than the previous sugya, right? And I think the reason why is because it's not simply that you're lacking amira; it's because you've reversed the mechanics, or you've broken the mechanics. You're not doing the mechanics of kiddushin; you're doing something else, right? Now, okay, so messing around with lashon kiddushin is a bad idea. Right, which brings us back to the theme that we kind of mentioned agav last year, which is right. The only thing you can do that's worse, right? There are lots of things you can do that are worse. That's bad. But one thing you could do that would be worse than than a double ring ceremony, if you just did kiddushin, with nasanhu amrahi, nasanhu amarhu, nasanahi amrahi, right? Is to actually, have, instead of doing that, just to have add in nice flowery language, right? So having him say, "Oh, harei at mekudeshes li v'ani mekudesh lach," right, is probably worse than just doing a simple, straight up double ring ceremony, or at least the way that Moshe Feinstein presented it, of them both just doing kiddushin. Because Moshe Feinstein said, "Oh, at the end of the day, he did kiddushin, and then she did nothing," right? So okay, fine, he did kiddushin. And then they did something random afterwards, right? But if you change the language of the kiddushin, right, either they're not married at all or they're only suffolk married. And so messing with lashon kiddushin, bad idea, okay? Bad idea number one. Bad idea number two, hemshech of the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, harei at ishti, harei at arusati, harei at knuyali, mikudeshet, harei at sheli, harei at brushuti, harei at zikukali, mikudeshet. Okay. No, wait, why don't we just list them all together? Lishna kulu kechada. Ah, tana tlasa tlasa shaminu vigarsinu, right? It's easy to remember things in groups of threes. So the Mishnah teaches it three and a go. Okay, great. Three, go. It's just easier to remember things in sets of three. Just like fun fact about Mishnayos and Brysas, right? They're all learned bal peh originally. So they're formatted in a way that's supposed to help them be easily remembered. So why put a random comma in and split these, six languages that work? And answer is because it's easier to memorize things in sets of three. It's like a fun, other factor in how Mishnayos are organized. Ibailahu, miuchedes li mahu, miuedes li mahu, ezrati mahu, negdati mahu, atsurti mahu, tzalati mahu. Right, tzalati is my rib. Sigurati mahu, right? Pulling in these languages from Pesachim and Bereishis. Tachti mahu, tfusati mahu, lekuchati mahu. Okay. We're just going to skim over the Lashon of Yehuda, right? How, let's say locally something's understood, does it work locally? And number two, is something in some places is clearly means kiddushin, does it, that extend to other places? Interesting question. So then the Gemara says, wait a second, if we're not talking about a local language, then how does she know when he says sigurati, then he means kiddushin, right? Don't try this at home, because you might end up being safik mikudeshas. But if you walk up to, to a girl and say hayat salati, and give her a ring, unless she just learned kiddushin, she's going to give you a very strange look. And she'll be like, one, what are you talking about? And two is, why are you doing a Rav Moshe impression? So what's going on? So Amri, la'olam b'medaber imal iske gita v'kiddusha. So you're a sukkim bo suinyin, right? Because otherwise, how on earth does she understand what on earth you're doing? V'id yahiv la v'shase kachanami. And everything would have been fine if you had just given her the ring, right? But obviously you couldn't. You couldn't help yourself. And you had to say, hareat salati, skurati techti tfusati meret, right? V'idi av lav v'shasek hachinami, hacha ma'eskina, diyahiv lav amr lav hani lishni, v'hacha kami ba'ile, hani lishni v'gidushi kamarla, odom lamalacha kamarla, teku, right? So all these languages, if you're not a Sukumboso Indian, right, maybe we could just ignore them, but if you're a Sukumboso Indian, then they turn it from what would have been Vaday Kiddushin into Safay Kiddushin, right? So you thought you were being awesome and great, and you're like, ah, what's the most romantic thing you could say, you know, to your kala, right? Hariat salati, right? Skurati, you're invoking all like the, you know, the creation of man with du paratzufim, right? B'tzelem Elokim bara otam. You're just like, you know, you have all this good lamas going in your head, you know, and you just can't help yourself from using all those like lashonos of Bereishis, right? You think you're saying the most, you know, romantic thing ever. But instead what it does is it messes up your kiddushin, and now you're only safik mikudeshes. Okay. Amar la hareat miuedesli miuchedesli azrati negdati tzalati skurati tachti atzurati tfusati harezu mikudeshes besafik. Okay. Haga, v'hu adinim amar hareat charufati, aval amar la hareat nisuati yesh omrim sheno klom. We're going to get back to that one, because that one's like, what? V'hu sheyeh medaber ima tchila leske kiddushin. Aval im eino medaber ima tchila leske kiddushin, in choshishin limilo seil. Okay? Now here's the kicker, right? Misha amar li'isha shenosin la bishvil ahava v'chiba, choshishin l'kiddushin. Ki shema amar shenosin la sheyeh ahava v'chiba b'nehem, the heavy key lo amar la miuedesli o miuchedesli. Okay, you're under the chuppah, and you're like, okay, I'm gonna leave the drashos on the psukim, you know, behind. I'm not gonna get like too lumdish. I'm just gonna say, you know, harei mikudesh asli b'tabazu. You know, sheyelanu b'shvil ava v'chiba, you know. And then he gives her the ring. Okay? There are sukkim bosu in you. And they're standing under the chuppah. He's like, ah, you know, harei mikudesh asli b'tabazu, k'das ma'isha v'yisrael, you know, yiratzon lefnei avinu shabashamayim. You know, and then, I don't know, right? All this is a sukkim bosu in you. And then he says, you know, b'shvil shiyah abba v'chiba b'neinu, and he gives her the ring. Right? Yeah. Tila.
What about a secular engagement ring? Because if he says, will you marry me? I would say that is iske kiddushin. And then he gives her a ring as a symbol of their love.
I know. It's a problem. Okay. You know, I'll try to bring in some stuff on that next year. We'll do that for Wednesday. Because it's always bothered me, right? You get down on one knee, okay? It doesn't matter this, right? And you take out a ring, and you say, will you marry me? Right? It's just like, you're just like, all once you learn Kiddushin, like, all of your head is like, don't do what? Make sure there are no Eidim. Okay, so every once in a while, there's like a tshuva that comes out. Someone like, you know, gets asked this. And he's like, well, it seems like it should be a really, really terrible idea. We probably should ask her. We should probably tell people that they should never do something like that. But everyone seems to do it. And I mean, we know that you don't mean to get married, but you probably shouldn't do it. You know what? Probably better not to do it. Definitely shouldn't say, will you marry me when you give her a tour? But you know what? Just make sure there are no Eidim anywhere nearby. Just make sure they're like, make sure there are no Eidim and try not to say it, but definitely don't make sure there are no Eidim nearby. That's like basically the rabbinic response to engagement rings. We'll do that next year. Cause yeah, it should totally be a problem, right? Maybe you could say like, oh, since he said, you know, it's like an engagement, I don't know. It's fair. On the other hand, we know that you don't mean to get married, right? So we have a very good, you know, it's very clear that it's like, it's an engagement ring, and like we don't use those types of rings for getting married. And you know, I don't know. Maybe you could like be mitzayat. He says like, "Will you marry me?" But I don't know. The fact that it's lashon asid also shouldn't help you, because dafka that might make it even more of a problem. Anyway, it's a very good question. It's really, really fair. It's one of those things that like has always bothered me, and just doesn't make so much sense.
Isn't everything based on language? Don't we know then that "will you marry me" is not an actual request for marriage, but rather for engagement?
Right. So that's
in a community, that's what it means.
Yes, exactly. So that's, I think like that's
also
the best.
Wouldn't you also say that it's close to like it's closer to hareat nisuali, which we talk about later in the sugya?
Maybe, but again, that's also going to make things be problematic, right? But yes, maybe, you know, like, I don't know. Maybe, because, I mean, you said marry, right? Marry is like Arison, I think. And it's tough. We'll you know what, maybe that'll be next year. We'll address that because it's a very good question.
Will you be engaged to me? Is that more kiddushin or more like, I don't know, anyway.
Yeah, so be engaged, like, you know, or what you should really do if you're really smart, right? What you should really do is say, you know, hare ani engaged lach b'tabatzu. Right? Because then it's, you're being lokeach et atmacha, and you're not doing, you know, and you said engaged, so that also helps.
So this is how we start, use halacha to start a trend of the woman proposing.
I think it'd be great. I think it would solve a lot of issues. That would definitely solve the issues, you know, and it would, like, it would deal with the messer that we were talking about at the beginning of Shir. You know, I think it's a good idea. Actually, you know, that's kind of what we did. That's cool with Dvar and I did. So, like, a good, I think it's a good minhag, and it definitely solves, like, a lot of halachic issues. I'm bad. Yeah. Right, so actually, we'll do more about that next year. But yeah, right, so here you said Ava V'chiba, right? And it just, like, derailed the whole thing. Right, so, wait, why is it not? Okay, here, right? So why? She go Ava V'chiba. Kalomar, Lashon She'amar B'shvil Ahava V'chiba, Hevikilu Amar Amenashatia Ava V'chiba Beinenu, V'lo Gara Mi Omer Miuchadesli, V'im Hayadash Shnehem L'shem Kiddushin, Tzricha Get. King Kasava Mordechai. As the Mordechai says, like, oh, you know, if he says, Gizer Get, or when, L'shem Ava V'chiba, right? Sounds like also, right, as you pointed out, an engagement ring, sounds like it could also run afoul of this. V'nira de Kavanaso, it works both ways. One is an engagement ring should be a problem. And two is if you do this under the chuppah, right, and you're medaber b'iskei kiddushin, it should knock you out of vaday kiddushin into safek kiddushin. Right? And don't say, oh, you know, the Gemara at the end said, oh, well, if you say, you know, mishubedesli, maybe that's like a lashon of like, oh, mishubed, like, oh, are you going to work with, you know, are you going to be my lawyer or something? Right, it's not because, oh, we're chosha, you know, we like really think like, oh, maybe he means like, you know, for something totally random. Mikomakom kivan she amar b'shvil ahava v'lo amar shetehe ava b'nehem hevikidu amar shehu nosin la b'shvil ava shekvar b'nehem. Right, because you could say, oh, right, it's b'shvil ava, right, because I love you. Okay, because I love you doesn't mean that we're getting married. Right, just means I'm giving you this ring because I love you. Ah, right. He said, oh, you know, we should get married, you know, because I love you so much. So, again, if you might put the word, put that into one big sentence, so maybe, right, that'll help you. Here might be even better than the Sefer HaMaknes case, right? Because here, they're more of a suffix lashon than a puzzle lashon. So if you put it in one sentence, it might be fine, right? But if you say, add in, like, a whole sentence of, like, you know, oh, you know, so we should have so much love between us. And, you know, here's this ring as a token of that affection. Mm-hmm. So, okay, the ring is a token of the affection, right? Great. But it's not kiddushin, right? Misham hachi lo hevi ala safi kiddushin. Because we don't know, right? Even though it looks like you're doing kiddushin, but you said that you're giving it because of Ava, right? So we don't know that you're giving it. We can't prove that you're giving it as kiddushin and not as a token of affection. Afilu im hayu medabri ima meiski kiddushin. Right? So he said, and this is worse than Hareat Nisuati, because Hareat Nisuati, at the very end of the day, makes it clear that he wants to be married, right? No one could walk away from that, you know, none of the Edim can walk away saying, oh, I'm not sure if he was trying to marry her, right? In Hareat Nisuati. But here, in theory, right? You know, it's for the sake of love and affection, right? But that doesn't mean that they're going to be married, right? Because my nenu, right? Lots of people have lots of love and affection and no marriage. So I have b'shvil ahava v'chiba, right? Is at the end of the day going to knock it down, even if they're a sukkim bo'so inyan, to safek kiddushin. So if you're standing under the chuppah and you add in, like, you know, you want to add in like a nice little added, you know, added language and like tweak it a little, right, so that could really actually derail your whole ishas. Right, messing around with the lashon kiddushin, Bad idea. Just don't do it. Right? And you ever like wonder like why are rabbis so, you know, so like picky about this whole like why can't you like add in like something nice under the chuppah? Right? Like you want to do something before the chuppah, you want to do something after the chuppah, you know, rabbis are generally pretty, you know, pretty willing to listen. But at least like mainstream Rabbanim, if you want to change anything like under the chuppah, in Israel it's not so, you know, like there are a lot of like in some of the people that we Rabbanim are like into like, oh yeah, let's, you know, do stuff, let's make it more Nagish. But like mainstream Rabbanim, definitely in America, like no, you know, we won't talk to you. But even in Israel, right, if you want to like do tweak like the anything under the chuppah, you're gonna get a lot of feedback. Because at the end of the day, you might just postle your whole kiddushin, right? Even on seemingly innocuous things like, oh, l'shem ava v'chiba, you know what I'm saying? You thought like can't get more innocuous than that, right? I mean, you're getting married, you should hopefully love each other, right? But changing the lashonos can really postle it, right? Could either because it derails the mechanics or the beirur, right? Or the amira. Okay, just last one. Also, this is like very fun because this one's actually just like very interesting. It's like a fascinating shita. And it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, right? Aval amar la hareat nisuati yish omrim she'ino klum. You go to a woman and under the chuppah, you say, you know, you are hareat nisuati, right? It doesn't work. Now there, here's the problem with that, right? We know what he means, right? We know they want to get married. We have no havamina that he's giving this tabat for anything other than the toelas of being married, right? In fact, he so much wants to be married that he wants to be, you know, nesuin already. Okay? So the Chelkas Mechokek says, like, I don't chap, right? He says, what does the Rajba mean, right? Harav Hutzi din ze mitshuvas harajba. That's brought down by the Beis Yossi. Right? He says, well, she's not a Nesua now. He's trying to do Kiddushin, not Nesuin. So he can't call, say that she's a Nesua. Right? The Rama sounds that even if she's a Suk, they're a Sukumboso Indian, right? Sounds like that's going on the whole thing, right? The Rama popped it in between here. It's mashma that even if they're asukim boso inyan, right, you're still, you know, going to pasul hareat nisuati, or the Rajbas might pasul it, right? It says aval begamar bekidushin mashma diilu hani lishni haream yuedes miuchedes lo have mashma l'malacha pshita dehavu mahan. He says, wait a second, but the way I read the Gemara is that if, you know, we don't think that he means something other than Ishas, right? Or you couldn't understand it as anything else other than Ishas, then it would work. Da'afilu lo amar klum mahani. If he's a sukumboso Indian, then lokein lama amar hani lishni mashma demlacha. Lakach lo mahani. Lo lama lo amar tzalati tachti skurati tvei mashma lashon nesuin. V'yichud milashon kiddushin. Because if we could pass it because it sounds like nesuin, when I say, oh, tzalati sounds like nesuin, not kiddushin, right? V'lachein lo mahani. Afilo lo hevi lashon melacha, elishma mina kol shemedabrim beisa kiddushin v'tzarchei zivug ve'achrakach amar hareat nisuati pshita demani. He says, of course it should work, right? What's the problem? Says the Chelkas Machokink, right? Lo yehi lo amar klo, right? It shouldn't be worse than lo amar klo u'bechal nisuin kiddushin v'lo mi bayalei ela bahani lishna de melacha nami mashma. Right, only if it could be understood as something else. Then again, Gila Daito Shechaza Midvarav, Achsha, the Inochafetz Lakaja. Right, if there are Sukumoso Indian, and then he says something which is vague, which could be understood as something totally different, so then maybe he, you know, maybe he meant something totally different, right? But Rajba, but Chuvahana, Lo Mairi, Elabe Inu Medabra, Leske Kedushin. So the Rajba must not be talking about a Sukumoso Indian. Valzek Amar, Dein Lashon Nesuin, Kimo Harat Ishti. Says it must be that the Rajva is dealing with a case where they're not a Sukumboso Indian, and therefore the Rajva is saying, well, maybe Hareat Nisuati is just not good enough. Right? Because the Chelkas Mechokek, and I think legitimately, saying Beirur wise is clear what he means, right? Amira wise, right? They're a Sukumboso Indian, And Beirut-wise, are Sukkim Boso Indian, right? And it's just hard to imagine, like, what's... And Kiyikach-wise, it's fine, right? So what's the problem? Right? The Beit Shmuel, similarly, is also very, very bothered. Right? Nisuati, the lo mashma l'shum mashmaut acher, im kain, im haya medaber ima me'iske kidushin, he mekudesh just bevadai. V'chein kasa v'chal kas mechokik. V'lo kimashma ha'aga, says, you know, you just can't agree with this Rama because it's very clear what he means, right? It's clear what he means, right? There's no Amira problem, there's no Kiyikach problem. So what's the Rama talking about? Okay? So that's really, I mean, it's a really good question, right? What on earth is the Rama talking about? And the, you know, assuming he's right about the Rashba, what's the Rashba talking about? Right? I mean, Nesuati, how do we, when we want to say someone's married in modern Hebrew, we say Nesua, right? An Arusa is engaged. A Nesua is married. So what's the Rashba and the Rama talking about? Why would you pasul Hareat Nesuati? Okay? Now, one option is to say, oh, you know what? There's no Amira, there's no formal Amira, right? Because Nesuati isn't actually, you know, an Amira that does the Kiddushin. Because you never said we should be Mekudeshes. You just said, you know, we should be already married. What's the problem with that? So that only makes sense if there wasn't a Sukkim Boso Inyan, right? Because it's not going to passel the Asukim Boso Inyan. And since the Asukim Boso Inyan would be good enough, right? So why should be a problem, right? Which is what the Beit Shmuel said, right? If, you know, we can say that it doesn't, that it's not going to be a good Amira, right? Imayim Medabim Masis Kiddushin, Mekudeshes Bevadai. I was just had Lashon here. The Chelkas Mechokik seems to understand it more as, oh, if it's he says like Pasha Beirer wise, it, you know, he seems focused on the Beirer, and he says, well, it's clearly Mevarer. The Beit Shmuel seems to focus a little more on the fact that it's a good Amira, or that it definitely doesn't pass with Amira, right? Right. He's because Imam Maharad Nisuati lo hevi karehat ishti. Right? The Rashba might say that it doesn't count as an Amira, right? But at the end of the day, if it's a Sukkim Boso Inyan, so then it's not going to ruin anything, right? So the Amira argument is only going to work if they're not a Sukkim Boso Inyan. But the Rama seems to say that it's a problem even if it's a Sukkim Boso Inyan, according to the Rashba, right? Okay. Number two, the Rashba himself, if you remember a few shiurim ago, wasn't really such a big fan of Amira, right? The Rashba thought Amira was more of a problem klapei the Beirur of the Eidei Kiyum, right? Or Kiyikach, but not because Amira in and of itself is so fundamental, right? He and the Mordechai both said that as everyone knows, you know, as it's clear that they mean to get married, that should be good enough, right? Now, again, what's geschmack about that is that makes this an even better question. Wait a second. The Rashba thinks, right, that as long as it's clear that they mean to get married, then we don't need an Amira. But yet the Rashba's passeling Harayat Nisuati, right? So what's pshat? So I think the answer is once you're actually doing Amira, right? Or once you're actually specifying what you're trying to do, then it matters a lot what you explicitly state your intent is, right? Particularly regarding the mechanics, okay? By default, if you do Kiddushin under a chuppah, you know, with the Masada Kiddushin, and there are Eidim there, and you say the right words, right? So we can presume, right, that you, the mechanism that you're invoking and your intent, right, is whatever, right, is, you know, the formal process of Kiddushin, right? But let's say you get up and you say, I'm not doing Kiddushin, I'm doing Nisuin, right? And then you go and do the action of Kiddushin, right? But you said you're trying to do Nisuin, right? So just like we said that the Lashonos Psulos would vadai undermine Asukimbos Alinian, because when you get up and you say, oh, you know, Hare Ani Mekudash Lach, right? And you're trying to reverse the mechanics. So you're not using the mechanics of Kiddushin. So you didn't do Kiddushin. The Rashba goes a step further and says, even if you want to do, you know, you're there's no Kiyikach problem here. But at the end of the day, you're saying you want to do Nisuin, right? And this is not L'shem Kiddushin. This is L'shem Nisuin. But you can't do it. This is not Nisuin, right? You can't do Nisuin without Kiddushin, right? So you haven't done Kiddushin because you said you're not doing Kiddushin, right? You made it very clear. You're not doing Kiddushin. You're doing Nisuin. And you can't do Nisuin, right? And Nisuin doesn't work as Kiddushin. Right? We don't pass Mikrofuna. So you're trying to do Nisuin. Okay. Now, let's say you really meant to do Kiddushin. It doesn't matter because you said you're doing Nisuin, right? So either you're shifting, you're not, the mechanics are wrong, or Klape the Edim, right? And Klape, your future spouse, who you're talking to, you said that you're trying to do something different, right? Now, what's cool is also that you see just how very, you know, fragile the whole system is. Right, in order to say, oh, vade, there's kiddushin. Because at the end of the day, what do we really need to do? We need this guy, right, to be a halachic physicist and know and understand what he's doing halachically, right? And we need the edim to be mind readers. They need to know what's going on in his head, right? And she needs to know what's going on in his head, right? And they need to be on the same page, right? And the edim all need to be know that they're on the same page. Right, and the Edom need to know that they know what they're doing mechanically. Right, so once you start tweaking things, once you mess with things, right, it undermines all those assumptions. And then, right, what happens? Bearer wise, especially vis-a-vis the witnesses, we don't really know, right, or we can't testify. We can't have Edi Kiyum about the fact that there was Kiddushin, right, and right, you can have Amira issues. Because if you use a different Amira, right? So maybe that undermines your other Amira, right? Or the Asukim Boso Inyan. Or we can have Kiyikach issues, right? Because either Kiyikach as an independent or as part of the mechanics, or, right, you just have the wrong mechanics. You're trying to do something that's not Kiddushin. You're not trying to do Kiddushin. You're, or Likuchen. You're trying to do, right? I don't know, whatever it is that you're trying to do. Nisuin, you're trying to do some sort of hischaivos, right? I don't know, you're trying to do some sort of civil union. But at the end of the day, right, we need you to be trying to do Kiddushin. So we can assume that you're trying to do Kiddushin if you're under the chuppah trying to do Kiddushin, but only, sorry, right? But only, right, insofar as we actually can safely assume that. Right, and you actually say that that's what you're doing, and that's what you actually mean to do. But once you start messing with it, right, then the whole edifice comes crashing down. And there's one added makor that like came across by accident today. This is just, like sort of the same situation, but again in the opposite direction. Amra tchila kadsheni v'zara kiddushin letocheka v'amar la harem mikudashli. She says, "Oh, you know, I want to marry you." So he says, "Great." Takes out your ring and he tosses it to her. Okay, v'niara begadeha toch kidei dibor lahash l'chimen hakiddushin. And then, right, then he throws her the ring, right, and then she like you know she brushes it off her lap. The omeres shelok kivna mitchila rak l'schok ba'alma. And he says, "Oh no, I was just kidding, right? Afilu hachi hevi kiddushin misafek." Right, the in hochem beinian kiddushin achar umdenos vahochachos amochichos shelo kivna l'shem kiddushin. Right, and you can't rely on our sort of evaluation of oh that's probably what they meant. Right, and we do that in both directions. Right, when he says l'shem nesuin, we could say oh probably what he really meant is l'shem kiddushin. Right, or if he says oh l'shem ava v'chiba and he also the asukim also Indian, so you can say oh he probably just meant you know l'shem ava v'chiba during the whole thing. Right. But Lenin Kiddushin, right, you can't just say, oh, that's probably what he meant. right? Or, oh, they're under the chuppah and he's giving her a ring, so obviously he means to do kiddushin, even though he's saying, you know, all sorts of nice flowery stuff, right? Which throws a monkey wrench in it, right? Linen kiddushin, lo in holchim b'linen kiddushin achar umdenos b'alchachos amochichos, shelo kivna l'shem kiddushin. Right? So then, I think just, you know, really just reminds us of this overarching theme of the shir, right? It's just that, you know, once you mess with the formulation and once you mess with the process, at the end of the day, we can't necessarily say, oh, you know, probably, you know, if they're under the chuppah and there's a ring, they probably just, you know, they probably mean to do kiddushin. Right? Now, as we'll just do engagement rings for next year, just for fun, because it's very good application of this